You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to the Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio. It's a new year, so of course it is time to discuss something that comes up, I would say, for all of us. Each year we start thinking about New Year's resolutions, and perhaps not the easiest thing to set. Sometimes I feel like we fall off them very quickly. But joining us today to chat about this hot topic on a very cold January is once again a yoga teacher, Dawn Blizzard from Pathway Yoga. Lovely speaking with you, Dawn, again, and Happy New Year.
And the same to you.
Now, Dawn, New Year's resolutions. I don't know if I should hide, shiver, wrap myself in a cocoon, pretend I never made one.
The idea of it is to always think about it as not I'm giving up on something or completely and utterly say, that's it, I'm stopping it. It's about approaching it as slightly softer. So maybe I just have 2 cups of coffee instead of 4 cups of coffee, rather than like I'm giving up completely. That's one step.
And I think that's a really good step, because often we come in, we're feeling, you know, energized. It's the new year. It's full of optimism. We think we can do everything. We're also coming off a period that's been, you know, busy. We've been socializing, probably overindulging. So the idea of giving up some of those things we perhaps just overindulged on doesn't sound that bad. It actually sounds refreshing. And then reality of daily life fits in. We don't have as much time. We realize we need to maybe fit these new habits or changes around our actual life, and they need to work mm-hmm. for it. And suddenly, yeah, as you said, it's you're maybe bouncing off the walls because you need that 5th cup of coffee.
Yeah. There's another great way of doing it. Thinking about 3 things. 1, what you want to keep into your life. 2, what you need to add into your life. And 3, one that you want to stop having in your life. So sort of add, keep, stop.
Well, Dawn, I feel like it's always good to talk in examples. So what would be your examples for 2026?
What I would like to keep into my life is studying my philosophy. I would like to add in my life coaching course. And what I want to let go of is self-doubt.
Self-doubt, that's a hard one, isn't it? It takes a lot of, you know, continuous reflection, and you're not going to see perfect results within the first month.
No, and that's the thing. So, you know, we all have self-doubt. I booked a lot of workshops and retreats for next year, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, I keep them small because they're not going to fill up. And it's all the self-doubt that comes in, and then I sell out for the whole year in a day. You know, if you start to think about what would you like to add into your life, what do you want to keep into your life, and what would you like to let go of? That's a nice way of doing it, because you're rewarding yourself and it's making you to look at the whole picture of your life rather than I've just got to give up that, you know.
I guess it also helps you acknowledge that there are some things you're actually doing really well in your life as well, and it makes you feel less down on yourself, like you said. I also love that you mentioned reflection there, and I think it's really important if as part of your New Year's resolutions, perhaps include some sort of reflective journaling. It doesn't have to be, if it's, you know, 5 minutes or a couple minutes every day is too much, that is fine. Maybe doing it, trying to do it fairly regularly, so let's say once a week, but before even going into any sort of reflecting on how you're doing or setting your goals, it's worth to actually look at the reasons of why do you want to maybe add this thing to your life, or why do you want to take out this thing out of your life. Having a really good understanding of why you want to change these things, it will help you have set good motivations and understand why it is important to you. So for example, just saying, oh, I want to run a marathon. Great goal, super vague. because it doesn't give you any steps to kind of get there. But before you even break it down, is why do you want to run a marathon? Do you actually want to run a marathon, or do you see people running marathons and you think, I'm going to do that, I'll get fit, and actually the reason you want to do it is because you want to be fitter? So do you have to run a marathon, or can you maybe implement some sort of exercise, like maybe a bit of running into your daily life? Is that enough? Can you set that as your first goal? I want to start get into running. I want to learn how to run. And take it from there, because I feel like sometimes we take these grand ideas from the internet, or social media, we see people achieve all these amazing things, and then obviously we fall off the New Year's resolutions, and by mid-January we're back to our old habits, and it's a, you know, long forgotten dream what we were thinking of doing.
The thing is that I say it all the time within my class, you have to look at the foundations first and build from the foundations. If your goal is to run in a marathon, the idea of that isn't necessarily going to be achievable within 1 year. You have to realize that you have to start the foundations. You know, what times are you going to go running? You know, is it suitable? You know, that are you only going to be able to run twice a week? You know, and you have to have a look at it, because behind that marathon run is a lot of seeds that have been planted to get there. So it is doable, but you have to have a look at the whole lifestyle, you know, and you know what goes on behind the scenes. So if you're running so much, you need to stretch, you know, you need to add that into your life, you have to have strength training, you know, it's a lot. So it is doable, but are you committed to it? Because as you said, you'll be given up by the end of January. So making small, you know, if it's that you want to meditate, you don't want to sit down for half an hour. You want to start at maybe 5 minutes and add to that every week. Once you've done a week of 5 minutes, maybe you can make it 6 minutes. And build it up slowly, because a life change is that. It's a complete lifestyle change, and that doesn't happen overnight.
No, you're breaking habits that you might have had for years, your whole lifetime in some instances. For example, something I would like to change is I would like to not be on my phone as much. And I find that for many people, prime time to pull out your phone and maybe scroll on social media or check your emails or check things is whilst you're traveling, perhaps from work or doing whatever else. And that if I suddenly turned around and said, I am never scrolling on my phone whilst I'm heading home after work, after a hard day, where, you know, I'm exhausted, my capacity to say no to something that my brain considers pleasant is very low. I don't have the energy to fight. The mental battle to stop myself from reaching for that phone is very difficult. So, yeah, trying to say I'm not going to do it at all this week. I'll sit for half an hour, just me and my thoughts. That sounds scary for someone who's never done that. So the steps you would take, as you said, kind of like meditation, I might say, okay, I might do first 5 minutes of that train journey, or the last 5 minutes of that train journey, the phone goes away and I just actually sit there with my thoughts until I get off the train and just try and be present, however that or whatever that looks like.
I mean, it could be something else that you want to add in. Maybe you want to listen to a podcast. Maybe you want to listen to an audio book. There's lots of other things that you could add into that train journey.
Yeah, you can replace it. That's another thing. You can replace a habit that you find negative with perhaps something positive. So something that my husband and I do every morning, we love having coffee together. When we wake up together, go to work, but we have found that maybe we don't want to have coffee as much on a weekend. That doesn't have to be the first thing we do in the morning. It can be we wake up in the morning and instead of the coffee, we have a tea together, because we have the time to steep our favorite tea. We can sit, we can enjoy it, we can have a chat. it's a little bit about replacing a habit that you already have with something similar that can fit into that routine, but perhaps fits into your ideas of what you want for yourself in the new year. So I still have that positive interaction with my husband. It's just not necessarily, it's not the coffee that makes it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and this is the thing, that it's not about just, I'm going to take that away. It's like, well, then we have a massive void. So what are we going to replace it with? Maybe, as you said, maybe you kind of, you get up in the morning and you might go for a morning walk and then come back and have breakfast and tea together. If it's like, it's winter, and now all we're doing is sitting indoors and watching the telly or scrolling on our phones, what could we do instead? You know, maybe it, as you say, maybe it is to listen to an audiobook together. Maybe it's to do a board game together. So if you don't want to just sit and watch the TV, so you can't just take one thing away and not add something into it, or put a timer on your phone so you know how long that you've been scrolling on TikTok or whatever. You can actually set some timers on them.
Yeah, there's well-being settings on most phones. You can, if there's an app you particularly feel you're overusing, you can actually go into your settings and you can limit the time throughout the whole day.
Yeah.
And the app will give you a warning. It won't block you fully. You could still reinstate that. But for some people, that's enough. That could be like, oh my goodness, that's an hour already and it's 9 a.m.
Exactly. So there's lots of ways of doing it. So my advice is achievable goals. It's better to achieve the goal sooner and feel proud with yourself. So if it's a marathon, why don't you set yourself to do like a 5K first? Mm. You know, so I'm going to do a 5K and maybe you start walking for a bit and then run for a bit, walk for a bit. And then you do the 5K and it's like, great, I've done 5K. Now I can do 10. And you're rewarding yourself with that. Maybe I want to do my first yoga class. And if you don't exactly like that teacher, then you find another teacher. It's all about, you know, just trying and researching what you want to do. Is it achievable? Are you happy that you've got everything ready to it? You know, it's not always going to be sunny days. It's going to be rainy days. How am I going to go? Do I have a buddy to do it with? And sometimes, even though you have a buddy, sometimes your buddy's going to give up. Are you feeling okay to do it on your own? There's lots of things to do, but achievable goals. So it's better to start lower and build up than just have these big goals. If you haven't achieved that goal that week, as long as you've reflected on it, so it's not wasted. Sometimes you might be offered extra time, overtime, and you've not been able to get to the gym or get out for your run or get to the yoga class. There's no point going, oh, that's it, you know, I failed. You haven't failed. You've recognized it and start again next week.
I think it's really important. Just keep going and don't feel like you failed. If you just have a small hiccup, it's fine. It's, I think, thinking of New Year's resolutions more of a all year round thing rather than just short periods. It's something you're implementing into your life possibly for a very long time. But Dawn, as always, it's been lovely catching up with you in 2026. And for anyone who would love to follow you, they can find you Dawn Blizzard Pathway Yoga. But in the meantime, thank you so much, as always, for being on the Happy Hour.
Thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.